Thanks for joining us today. As you all know, Congress recently passed an economic growth package that will provide stimulus payments to more than 130 million households. I want to take a few minutes today to update you on where the IRS stands on getting these stimulus payments ready for the nation. I also want to offer some advice for people to make sure they get their stimulus payments and that they get them quickly. The first checks will begin arriving in bank accounts and mailboxes in early May. Checks will continue to be mailed through the spring and summer. We will have more information for you in the next week or so on the specific time frames people can expect to receive their stimulus payments. But as millions of Americans work on their taxes in the coming days, we have a couple of easy ways for them to make sure they get their stimulus payments quickly. The single most important thing for everyone to do is file their tax returns by April 15th. To receive the stimulus payments, the majority of American taxpayers won't need to do anything more than file a 2007 tax return. The IRS will then do all the rest, including determining eligibility and payments amount. There is no need for anyone to call the IRS to request a payment or to file any other form. Another very important step for people to take is to use direct deposit when they file their tax return. Direct deposit, especially when combined with filing electronically, is the fastest way to get the tax refund. This year, direct deposit is even more important. Using direct deposit will mean that an individual will get their stimulus payment much faster than waiting for the paper check to come in the mailbox. There are some basic tips to keep in mind for direct deposit. First, when completing your tax return, make sure you put the correct routing number and account number on the tax return. These are the numbers you find on the bottom of your check. Double check them to make sure you get them right. Even if you owe taxes, it's still a good idea to go ahead and put down your direct deposit information. The only thing the IRS will use that information for is to put the stimulus payment directly into your bank account. All of this information and more is available on our website at irs.gov. Our website has the latest news, answers to frequently asked questions, and will soon have even a calculator to help taxpayers confirm the size of their payments. Just today, we've updated irs.gov with more information on direct deposits and other information on economic stimulus payments. There are examples to show people how much they can expect to receive when it's time for their payments to get put in the mail. Payments will range from $300 to $600 for individuals and $600 to $1,200 for joint filers. Taxpayers will also receive $300 for each qualifying child. The vast majority of taxpayers won't need to do anything other than file their tax return. But we do have a special message for some low-income workers and some recipients of Social Security and Veterans benefits. Many of these people don't normally need to file a tax return. This year, they will have to file a 2007 tax return to receive their economic stimulus payment. People that are included in this group are low-income workers, recipients of Social Security benefits, recipients of railroad retirement benefits, and recipients of certain pension, disability, or death benefits that are paid by the Veterans Affairs. Individuals in these groups should take a few minutes and see if they qualify for the stimulus payment. They need to see if they had received benefits or earnings to reach the $3,000 qualified income requirement. If they did, and they file a tax return, they will receive the stimulus payment. The IRS is working with the Social Security Administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs to ensure that their beneficiaries understand the filing requirement and how to report their benefits on the IRS Form 1040 or Form 1040A. Additionally, the IRS will be helping taxpayers at hundreds of IRS sites across the country, at thousands of volunteer tax preparation sites across the country, and we will be partnering with groups such as AARP and others to make sure that taxpayers receive these payments as the administration and Congress intended. We are also finalizing plans for a special mailing to individual recipients of Social Security and Veterans benefits who don't normally file a tax return. This mailing will include special information to help them file a 1040A tax return. Filing this form is the easiest, quickest way for people in this group to file and receive their stimulus payment. IRS.gov has important information on these special filing requirements. In addition, our website has sample forms to actually show people how to fill out the simple 1040A. And we've also included on IRS.gov some special flyers for use by community organizations, church groups, retirement centers, and other places to help ensure that American citizens across the country get the basic information they need to receive a stimulus payment. Thank you, and now I'll be happy to take your questions.